Deep in the woods of northern Delaware, a deer hunter with an encyclopedic knowledge of local flora found a towering old tree, long thought to be extinct in the state. WHYY's Chris Barish has more on this unlikely story.
Biologist Jim White of the Delaware Nature Society leads the way as we trudge up a hill through thick brush to the top of Coverdale Farm Preserve. There's no trail or marker, so he admits being a little stumped when we arrive in a random grove of tall tulips and oaks, some felled by storms.
Yeah, trying to find it.
Why is it so difficult?
Well, because it's in with all these other trees, and, you know, it's not that distinct. It's not that different from some of the other trees, because all you're seeing is the trunk down in here. Oh, here it is. Here it is.
And it's definitely the only one in Delaware, the only known one?
Only big one.
What it is a 65-foot-tall American chestnut with an 18-inch diameter. White is a tall man himself with long arms, but can barely wrap his hands around it. The species was decimated by a fungus that struck it more than a century ago, with up to 4 billion wiped out in the eastern United States. White thinks about the early 1900s.
This forest would have been 30% or more to American chestnuts. Of course, the blight came in at about that time when they started to bring the Chinese chestnuts over.
The trees from China are resistant to the parasitic fungus, but the disease still infects young American chestnuts. These days, they typically grow 20 to 30 feet before dying, and the species is considered functionally extinct. White is almost 70 years old and had never seen an adult American chestnut in his home state. Then Brett Lanning came along. He's part of a deer hunting group that thins the herd annually at the preserve. Lannon's father had taught him about chestnuts being wiped out when he was a kid, and he loves identifying plant species when he's hunting.
It was September 27, 2019. It was the first fall season that I actually was on the property as a hunter. So this beautiful afternoon, I was up in that particular area, and I came up to this one tree, and I was fascinated.
He noticed a stub of a branch above his head. That was unusual. So he broke it off and cut into the wood.
And I'm like, that looks like it could be chestnut wood, because I remember when I was a kid seeing the chestnuts laying in the forest floor. They weather just a certain way.
Next, he inspected the leaves, which had jagged edges and a matte finish. He became ecstatic, almost certain he discovered a full-grown American chestnut.
This one obviously was a mature, beautiful one, and I'd never seen a live, mature, beautiful one. I mean, because they're almost gone. So I'm like, holy, no way.
He took some pics and a Google Earth screenshot to mark the spot, then told the Nature Society. The state botanist confirmed it was an American chestnut. But was it pure or a cross-pollinated hybrid? Pollen samples were collected and DNA testing conducted at Virginia Tech. The verification process took more than 2 years. And the verdict was pure American chestnut. Sarah Fitzsimmons of the American Chestnut Foundation says there's thousands of full-grown ones in America, the vast majority unseen by man because they are in dense forest. Yet she calls the Delaware find significant. It's bigger than 95% of those her group has documented.
The great, great majority of American chestnuts that you find today throughout Pennsylvania, Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee, and so on are small sprouts that are struggling for existence. They get the blight, they die back, they resprout, they get the blight, they die back, they resprout. They're these tiny disease things. And so a tree like you just visited is, I wouldn't say rare, but it is unusual. It is unusual for the trees to escape being infected with the blight for that long.
The Nature Society wants to nurture its tree in partnership with the nearby Mount Cuba Center.
We want to protect it. We want to collect nuts, and we'll send them to Mount Cuba Gardens, and they'll grow the seeds. If those are pure American chestnuts, then we'll be reseeding them throughout the preserve.
But should that effort prove fruitless, White says he'll forever be grateful the hunter stumbled upon and recognized this veritable needle in a haystack.
We're always looking for things that are rare or uncommon. And so when you find something like this, it's like super uncommon. We'll often say, yeah, it's a holy grail to find these big, large chestnut trees.
The Nature Society plans to include treks to the tree on some guided tours it gives the public. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.